No score in this ball game, and since Ott batted for Wyatt, Wyatt only worked two innings, gave up no runs, no hits, struck out none, walked one, and Big Paul Derringer, Cincinnati right-hander, now pitching for the National Leaguers. He'll pitch first to Rudolph Preston York, and both boys are familiar with each other as far as playing against each other. Who's that catcher? We also have a new catcher in there. Al Lopez of the Pittsburgh Pirates catching. Rudy York first up. Derringer pitching. And Rudy gets quite a hand. Local boy, the only one on this club today. Hits the first pitch, an extremely high fly. An easy chance for center fielder Ricer, and he takes it for the putout. One away. Next we have Bill Dickey, Yankee catcher, having a marvelously good year after a bad one last year. Bill has come back a long way this year, which is a big help to putting the Yanks up where they are. He's hitting .330, and last year, Bill could hardly buy a base hit at this time of the season. First pitch to this left-hand batter is outside, ball one. Derringer winds, pitches a sidearm pitch, which is hit on the ground to second baseman Fry. There's the toss to first, and Dickey is out. Fry to Myers. Roy Cullenbine, St. Louis Browns, Detroit boy, batting for Feller. Roy Cullenbine, he's getting quite a hand. Left, he's a switch hitter, so he'll bat left-handed. Two men are out, base is empty, no score. Derringer winds, here's that pitch, and he breaks a curve over for a called strike. And the motion for the next one. A swinging strike. Fastball. He was a little late getting around on that. Two strikes and nothing. Here's the pitch. Cullenbine hits right back to the box. An easy bounder. Derringer grabs it, tosses to Myers. Cully is out. And that ends the third inning. No run. No hit, no error. Three scoreless innings in this ninth All-Star Classic. And now we get a new American League pitcher, and it looks to me very much as though it might be Lefty Thornton Lee. The last time I saw Lefty Thornton Lee, he was doing tricks to the Tigers here. He has won 10 games for the White Soxers. Lefty Lee, Thornton Lee, now working for the American Leaguers. No score in the first three innings. This is WWJ and W45D Detroit. First man Lee will pitch to, left-handed batting Stan Hack. First time around, Feller fanned Hack. All right, here we go. Hack is in there, leading off in the fourth inning. Lee's arm goes up for the first pitch, a sidearm curve for a called strike. Hack was going to swing, decided not to, but the ball bent over the outside corner, around his knees for a called strike. And the motion for the next one. Inside, ball one, one and one. Throws a sidearm half crossfire pitch. Big, tall, rangy lad, 6 feet. Arm goes up and he pitches low, ball two. Tried for that outside corner with a knee-high pitch, but the ball was too low, and it's two balls and one strike. Two and one. Ball three. A little bit off the outside corner, up around the letters of the uniform. He shakes his head. He didn't think that should have been called a ball. That's the first time we've seen any of the pitchers question the pitch. That is, question the calling of a pitch. Three and one. He may have to come in with a fat one this time. He does for a called strike. Not too fat at that. Ball was down around the batter's knees. Hack preferred to play the string out. The count is three and two. This is the pay ball. There's the windup. Here she comes. And it's socked on the ground for a hit. A single just out of the reach of Cronin. Tried for a backhand stop. Going over toward third base, but the shortstop couldn't get in front of it. And that's the second hit of the game, and the National Leaguers have both of them. Fry's single to open the third inning. Hack's single to open the fourth. Now, Fry was trapped off first. And I imagine that Hack will play it a little safer, especially with a left-hand pitcher up there holding him on. Terry Moore fouled the first pitch into the crowd out beyond the National League dugout up first baseway. Ball skipping around out there. Gave the fans something to laugh at. And umpire Summers tossed a new ball out to Lee. Now Hack takes a bit of a lead. Moore here, a right-hand batter. Hits to right field, a fly ball, and it's an easy chance for the put out there, taken by right fielder Heath. So there's one away. Hack remaining on first. Pete Reeser is up. Left-handed batter whom Feller struck out on his first appearance at the plate. He hits a bounding ball to York, grabs it, steps on the bag. He's throwing down to Cronin, and Cronin tags Hack sliding into second for a backhand double play. An easy bounder to York right at the bag. Rudy grabbed it, stepped on the bag, and whipped it to Cronin, putting it on to Hack as he slid for the bag, and that ends the fourth for the National Leaguers. They had to play that double play in reverse. And the runner at second had to be tagged. No run, one hit, no error. National Leaguers have the two hits that have been made. Neither team has scored. The American Leaguers have received the only base on balls issued. Ted Williams drawing one to open the second inning for the American League. Any changes yet? What about? Left field. Elliott of Pittsburgh is playing right field for the National Leaguers now. And Bobby Doerr is first up for the Americans. Fouls up into the stands behind third base for strike one. He popped the second baseman the first time at bat. Derringer all set with a new ball. Pitches. Doerr fouls into the dirt. Strike two. Two strikes and nothing on Doerr. Derringer waiting out there with that new ball. Nods his head. Lopez comes out of the crouch. Here's the pitch. And it's socked on the ground to second baseman Fry. Picks it up. He didn't have to move for it and throws him out at first. So there's one away in the fourth. And Buck Travis coming up. Slide to center field the first time up. Left center. Now, the National League lineup at the present time is Terry Moore in left, Pete Reiser center, Bob Elliott in left, Sonny Mize at first, Linus Fry at second, Archie Vaughn at short, Stan Hack at third, Derringer pitching, and Lopez catching. The first pitch to Travis, a left-hand batter, low outside. Ball one. And the windup for the next one. Foul, strike. Just ticked a little piece of that. The white padding on the mask used by the National Leaguers. The catcher turns around. He looks sort of like one of these white-faced monkeys. There's a drive to left center field, and it looks as though it's in there for a hit. It is. It's going between Moore and Reiser for a two-base hit to the barrier in left field. 365 feet away, the first American League hit. And the first extra base hit. But Travis of Washington getting that one. With one out. Travis on second in the fourth inning. No score. And that was a clean double. There was no chance for either Moore or Reiser to get in front of it. And here comes Joe DiMaggio. Fouled out to third base the first time at bat. First pitch. Inside. Ball one. This is the first time anyone has got to be on first base. High fastball. Outside. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Derringer hunches his shoulders, chews his gum, nods his head to Lopez. Shortstop Vaughn playing well over toward third. DiMaggio hits a long fly to center, deep center field, and it's taken by Reiser after a long run, 400 feet away out there, and Travis sprints to third after the catch. That ball was really tagged. Reiser scampered well over into deep right center field to haul that ball in while still going at least 400 feet from the plate. And someone, I think, in the upper deck out there threw something down. I saw something pass between the ball and the direction Reiser was going, which is not very good sportsmanship in anybody's ball yard. Now, they had a little huddle out around the pitcher's mound. Hack the third baseman, Lopez the catcher, and Derringer, the pitcher, has Ted Williams coming up to the plate. Theodore walked the first time at bat. Long, lanky left-hander. Says he's right in the pink. Steps in the left-hand batter's box. Derringer's arm goes up for the pitch, and it's a fastball outside, chin high for ball one. Wind has shifted around again and is gently blowing in from right field. Just a gentle zephyr. And the motion for the next. Strike call. Big Paul found that outside corner with a letter high fastball. One ball, one strike. Travis on third, two out in the fourth. No score in this ball game. They're shading Williams around toward right field. Derringer pitches. Williams fouls back. Up in the top deck. Up among the working press. And the working press are pressed for space today. There's a lot of them here. The count is two strikes. One ball. Williams up there. Here's the pitch. Williams lines to right field. And right fielder Nicholson falls down, the ball over his head against the barrier. Travis comes home for the first run of the game, a two-base hit for Williams. A line drive double for Elliott over Elliott's head. He fell down, slipped out there, and fell flat on his back. Could have had that ball had he been able to keep his feet. With a low-line sinker, shot over his head then against the barrier for a two-base hit. And the first run of this ball game is in. The American Leaguers leading 1-0. A cheap way to get a run, but the runs count. Jeff Heath is up there, left-hand batter's box. First pitch, a called strike. As a tough break for Derringer and the National Leaguers when Elliott lost his footing and sat down in the grass. Strike swinging. you to cut that ball about that time. Right where he was. Two strikes and nothing on Heath. Jeff steps out of the batter's box. He's in again. Derringer are waiting for him. Now Paul pitches. Heath fouls back in the net. And the count is still two strikes and nothing. The crowd is murmuring about that drive out there and the fact that Elliott fell down. His feet shot right out from under him. Sat down gently. Strike three called on Heath. Derringer laying that one right in the middle. And that ends the fourth inning. And the American Leaguers take the field with a one-run advantage. One run, two hits, no error, and one left on base. Bobby Doerr first up, grounded out on an easy chance, second to first. Fry to Myers. Travis lined a double between left and center field against the barrier out there, 360 feet. For the first American League hit of the game, a two-base hit. DiMaggio flied very deep to Reeser in right center. Williams lined to right field, a sinking line drive. Right fielder Elliott slipped in the grass, sat down, and the ball just over his head against the barrier for a two-base hit, scoring Travis for the first run of the game. Heath then took a called third strike. So there you are, one run, two hits, no error. Each team has made two hits, and the American Leaguers have the one run that's been scored. Mize, first up, starting the fourth, fifth inning, rolls to York for an unassisted putout. Huh? Yeah. One away, and here comes Elliott. Right-handed batter. Now, Bob can get back in the good graces of everybody by socking one home run out here to make up for that sitting down in the grass business out there. Foul ball hits Dickey on the right toe, and Bill is stepping around there, limping a bit. Strike one. One strike on Elliott. Lee's arm goes up. He pitches a fastball down toward third. Travis comes up with a nice stop and throws him out at first. Two away. Bases empty. Archie Vaughn, the Pittsburgh Pirate, shortstop in this game for the National Leaguers. Tried to left field the first time up. Moves in there in the left-hand batter's box. Lee starts his wind-up motion. Here's the pitch. And a wide sweeping curve outside, ball one. There's the motion. Foul, bouncing up toward Leo DeRocher, coaching at first. One strike, one ball. One strike, one ball. Two men out in the fifth. American Leaguers leading 1-0. Lee pitches a curveball outside for ball two. It's two balls and one strike. And the motion for the next one. Foul right over our heads up here. No change in the count. 2-2. Two strikes, two balls. Two men gone, bases empty. Ready to go, the arm goes up. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, nearly hit him. Stayed up there a long while to see whether that pitch was going to break. It didn't. Hit that high, hard one inside, right under his chin. 3-2, what'll it be? There's the motion. The pitch. It's a bounding ball over the pitcher's head, coming in fast as Bobby Doerr. The throw is too late. An infield hit. A leg hit for Archie Vaughn. Slow high bounder over Lee's head. Doerr rushed in from second base. Had to take it near the edge of the grass coming in. And the runner beat the throw by 10 feet. That's the third National League hit We're getting a pinch hitter, I believe, for Linus Fry. Brooklyn Dodger, apparently by the uniform, Herman. Bill Herman batting for Fry. Right-handed batter. Two out, one on. Curve on the outside corner. Call strike. One strike on Herman. Fastball high. Ball one. One and one. Billy Herman, former Cub, now with the Dodgers. Lee pitches way outside. Dickey had to leap out in the left-hand batter's box for that one. The ball apparently slipped out of the lefty's hand. Bill is carrying it back to him, now tosses it to him. With a word of encouragement, comes back behind the plate. The count is two balls and one strike. Tying runners on first. Marky Vaughn, two men out. Billy Herman batting for Linus Fry. Lee pitches. Herman swings and misses. Strike two. Missed a fastball that was outside. I think he was looking for a curve. Thought that would bend into him. But it didn't. Two strikes, two balls. There's the stretch. The pitch. And there goes a drive safely into center field. DiMaggio takes it on the first hop. A single for Herman. Advancing Vaughn to second. The tying runners on second. Al Lopez, the catcher, coming up. That's the fourth National League hit. One hit off, feller. 3 off lead. First pitch to Lopez, a right-hand batter, a little guy. High outside, ball one. Dickey carries the ball out again. Has a word or two with his pitcher. Runners on second and first, one away. Now Dickey's back there again. He's out of that crouch. Lee pitches, and there's a bounder to Savitz at third. Grabs it up, runs over, and touches the bag ahead of Vaughn coming in for a forced play at third. Ending the first half of the fifth inning with no run, two hits, no error, two left on base. Go for the recap of that inning, the fifth. Johnny Myers first up, grounded to York for an unassisted put out. Elliott grounded out, third to first. Vaughn singled to Doar. Herman batted for Fry and singled to center. Vaughn stopping at second. Lopez forced. Vaughn at third. Favis unassisted. No run, two hits, no error, two left. Now we have a change in the umpires. Probably a change in some of the lineup, too. I don't know. Herman, who batted for Fry, is now playing second base for the National League. And Bucky Walters pitching for the National League. The score is 1-0 in favor of the American League. With the American All-Stars coming up for their turn at bat in the fifth. Number 31. Herman playing second, Walters pitching, and we'll get a change in these umpires. They'll move around. Finelli, I believe, is coming in behind the plate. Finelli of the National League. He's exchanging with, the way it looks now, with Bill Summers, who did the first 4.5 innings behind the plate. Bill is going out to third, take up his position along that foul line behind third. Finelli coming in behind the plate. Jorda taking care of the second base assignment, and Bill Greve of the American League, the first base assignment. So there's National League umpires behind the plate and at second, American League umpires at third and first. Joe Cronin first up, face Bucky Walters, swings and misses the first pitch for strike one. And the motion for the next one. Fastball inside. One strike, one ball. Cronin fouls up in the third deck. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Finelli stands off with a right-hand batter up there. Stands a bit as we're facing the diamond. Stands a bit to the left of the catcher and crouches right down with him. He really can see those pitches come in there. Another foul back upstairs. In other words, with a right-hand batter up, Finelli, the plate umpire, is virtually between the catcher and the batter. Not out in front of the catcher, understand, but he really gets a good look at that plate, and he's right down there with him, and Cronin fouls another one high up on the roof behind the stand. Two strikes and one ball. Cronin first up facing Bucky Walters, the right-hander, Cincinnati Red. Joe fouls another one back in the screen. Tossing a new ball out each time. This one goes out to Stan Hack, the third baseman. He's giving it a going over, then passing it back to Walters. Cronin flied to right field the first time up. Walters looks him over, begins that motion. Here she comes. Fastball for a called third strike, and Cronin lets out one yell, but quickly stops and starts over to the dugout. Looked like a pretty fair pitch to me. Right in there in the inside corner, a fast side arm heave. Bob belt high for a called third strike. Rudy York coming up. Rudy fly to center field, a towering fly the first time up on the first pitch. All right, one away. York up there. Strike. He says he swung. Umpire Pinelli says he swung. Rudy says he didn't. He's out barking at Babe. But Babe says it's a strike, Rudolph. It was a nice curved ball that did miss the outside corner and a bit low. It was breaking off. A nice jug. One strike. And the next pitch. Ball low. One strike, one ball. Seems like an American League crowd out here. The way they're yelling. It's a good ball game. Whoever you're for. Ball two. Low and inside. Two balls. One strike. One out. Bases empty. 1-0 in favor of the American Leaguers. Fifth inning. York at the plate. Hits the next pitch. A single into left field. A low line drive into left. Here comes the throw. The shortstop, and York is on first. One man out. Rudy on first. Bill Dickey, the batter. That's the third American League hit. Cecil Travis, Ted Williams have doubles. York a single. Derringer worked two innings, gave up one run, two hits, struck out one and walked none. One gone. York on first. Dickey up there in the left-hand batter's box. First pitch is a swing going down the left field line. York is stopping at second. Dickey rounds first, and now he comes back when he sees that York pulled up at second. Pretty fast fielding out there by Terry Moore, and they know that Terry has a good arm also. And Artie Fletcher, coaching at third, knowing Moore's arm and York's rather lack of speed. Rudy is no flash on the bases, held him at second. Dickey had made a wide turn at first and was halfway down to second. Had York not been ahead of him, it would have been an easy double, of course, for Dickey. But they had to play this safe. Chances are York would have been thrown out trying for third. Lee is batting for himself. Lefty Lee, the American League pitcher, bats him as he throws him, fouls the first pitch, strike one. One man out, scores 1-0 in favor of the American Leaguers, fifth inning. York is on second, Dickey on first. Each team has now made four hits. Walters takes his stretch, there's the clutch, and the pitch, a swinging strike. Lefty went for one that was low and outside. A fast ball. Two strikes, no balls. The high stretch, the clutch. He pitches. Lee fouls right over our head. New ball tossed in the game. Count two strikes, no balls. Finelli moving over now with a left-hand batter up there. He's to the right of catcher Lopez. Squats down with him to get this pitch. And Lee drives a fly ball to Reeser in left center. A nice running catch, and York is going for third. Here comes the throw. A good throw, but too late. And York takes third after the catch. Dickey remaining on first. Reeser ran well over into left center for that one. A well-hit ball. Two men are out. And Bobby Doerr comes up. Has popped to second base. Grounded to second. Right-handed batter. Doerr of the Boston Red Sox. Two gone. Shortstop Vaughn playing rather deep for Bob. Walters pitches. Fastball on the inside corner. Letter high for a called strike. Score is 1-0, remember, in favor of the American Leaguers. Two out, two on. Doerr fouls, going into the stands out left field way. Strike two. New ball tossed in. They're passing it around the infield. Lopez to Mize. Mize to Herman at second. Herman decides not to go any further with it. Just tosses it back to Bucky Walters. Bucky is doing a little juggling with the rosin bag. Dusting even the back of his hand. Standing there calmly, getting the sign. Lopez down on the crouch. Now Al comes up. There's the clutch. Here's the pitch to Doerr. A swinging strike, and thus ends the fifth. No run. Two hits, no error, two left. And that gave Walters two strikeouts in that inning. The American Leaguers also made two hits. Cronin, first up, was called out on strikes. York single to left. Dickey also single to left. York stopping at second. Lee hit a long fly to center fielder Reeser, who made the catch over in left center. And then York took third after the catch. And Doerr struck out to end the fifth. The score is still 1-0 in favor of the American Leaguers. Each team has made four hits. The American Leaguers have had three left on base, the Nationals two,